This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day, but is that Jewel?
That is Jewel. No, that's Kelly Winter.
Yeah. Jewel is leaving her husband.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. We like her.
Yeah, we do like her. All right, so where are we here? Looks like Thursday the 3rd. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Doug Steffen is on the air on the farm. Jennifer is in the hot heat of the heartland of Southern California. And Ken is up in the mountains near San Diego, so we're all fine. Where are the people that represent the real America? Where are those people that are in the meat? We're on the sandwich end of the spread, the bread on the coast. But where are the
people? As are most people in this country.
That's true. 888-302-3684. Represent yourself well on that line. Back to a conversation that is, I think, prominent among people. Maybe this is an important conversation to have on the 4th of July weekend. The concept of who is an American, who ought to be an American, how do Americans become Americans if they aren't Americans when their life starts, that sort of thing.
It's a path to citizenship, Dougie.
Well, but there's this whole continuing, this has been going on, not for as long as I can remember, but there certainly have been discussions about this for, what, the past 15 years? 10, 12 years? How long has this immigration debate, honestly,
since 1776.
Well, nah, I don't know. Well, that's what people would have us believe. Well, we all came here the same way, so let everybody in. I don't know that that's legitimate. But is it? Maybe it
well,
is.
Well, hey, listen, even back, I have an Ancestry.com account.
Yeah.
And part of the research that you can do when you join Ancestry.com, which is really a lot of fun, is looking at the incoming records or the incoming people for Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm.
And
fascinating.
You know, it goes back to the late 1800s or something, as far as I've seen anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, back then they were documenting everyone who came into the country. Because there were only a few ways to get in there. I mean, they weren't sneaking over the border of Mexico. They were all coming from Europe.
Right. Well, we were driving them out from the Southwest. So a little bit of Asian. San Francisco had a lot of Asians then. So here's this dead Guatemalan boy. This week, a 15-year-old dies in the Texas desert. And the parents of this boy say they begged him not to go, but he went on his own. Original reports were he was 11. In fact, he was 15 years of age. He came up. Guatemala is, as you know, a Central American country. El Salvador, south of Mexico, there are in the Isthmus of Panama, the area where there are a lot of smaller countries. Belize, another one of them. You don't find many people from Belize coming up here, but Guatemala, yes. El Salvadorians, yep, a lot of them.
Been to Panama, that's basically Miami, so nobody
leaves nobody's going to leave there.
It's America, they use dollars speak English.
Yeah, right. Okay, so here's this boy who decides on his own. His parents begged him. Well, you're 15 years old, you're still a ward of us, are you not? So how is it that at that age he just says, okay, Ma and Dad, I'm leaving. Is it getting as disrespectful for parenting down there as it is up here? Okay, you don't want me to go. Too bad. I'm going anyway.
How do you go?
Well, that's it. He didn't have any money, any means. And this is the kind of thing that where a boy or a girl to be really understanding what's going on, this whole business is so fraught with the danger. These people who will take these kids and sell them into slavery, that's obviously a story that isn't around Guatemala or El Salvador.
You know what? Another story that isn't heard much, and I heard this yesterday. Do you know that as much as 30 to 40% of all illegal immigrants in this country are here came into the country legally, didn't sneak over the Mexican border, with visas that have expired.
They expire and they stay. And then 6 month visa and they just stay.
Disappear.
Yeah, they're right. They go in the woodwork.
And, right. And it's not all, you know, the Mexican or the South American looking where you see them and you're like, oh, there's an illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
It's Canadians. It's Europeans. It's Middle Easterns.
So how do we lose track of them?
Well, that was the interesting part of this story, is that when people come in legally through an airport, through a border crossing, and they are biometrically scanned. Mm-hmm. So they get their thumbprint, and they say, okay, we have a record that you entered the country. But when they leave, they are not.
Right.
So there is no record whatsoever. When you go to Europe, I mean, your
process is so flawed. Yeah,
you're pretty much tagged everywhere you go. Every hotel you walk into, let me see your passport.
Yeah.
So when you leave, they have a record that you left. Well, we have a record of people coming, but we can't confirm who left. Mm-hmm. So if you can just get lost in the mix, you're gone.
Yeah.
You're a ghost.
That's how it works. 888-302-3684. Here's a way of looking at this, understanding how we... I've been really strident about this in the last 3 or 4 years, especially. Kenny's been around me a long time. Richie has been. I got more into this the more I learned about it. The more I learned about it, the more upset I got about it. And then people who would sort of brush up against me, who would not think that they... or their opinion wasn't the same as mine, let's say, about this sort of thing, and they thought I was being harsh and unfair, that sort of thing. And I came upon this, which actually comes from a Hispanic writer named Louis Vigil, who said, other people's faults are like bees. If we don't see them, they don't harm us. If the and this fits into what Richie just said, that's why I went to it. I had seen it, and I thought, this is really poignant, given the fact that what Richie is saying is true. Once they're here, they blend in, and you forget about them. Mm-hmm. Unless they get into an auto accident or something where they come into some sort of a public display. But you can find people across this country who have lived here and been below the radar for decades.
This guy was profiled yesterday. It was 25 years.
Yeah. Well, look at the people. Look at the guy. Was it last week we were looking, or we were talking about this fellow that was a Nazi that had been under the radar for 60 years?
Right.
And then somehow or other they trip the system, but the system isn't looking for them. They just happen to fall into, what is it, the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right.
That's what happens. And so when you go back, the point of me bringing up the dead Guatemalan boy again was because what I've heard in the last 24 hours or so since last we spoke was a sort of a sympathy. Okay, here's this poor kid. He wanted to come here so badly. Shouldn't we have made it easy for him to come? There's work for him. Or it would have been okay for him. We could have taken care of him. Well, how many Guatemalan boys like this are there? How many El Salvadorians are there? How many Mexicans are there? How many people from other places, as Richie's pointed out? And then, what does it do to the reality of what we call the recovery? Mm-hmm. If we are interested in this country coming back to some sense of normalcy, which it certainly is not at the moment, with all these people, 48-49% of the population is on some kind of government subsistence. That's a pretty damning...
It's scary.
The system is so broken. And so that got me started, Richie, talking about how, I think, if I remember, Kenny, the thread of my conversation was aimed at people who are starting their own businesses, because the numbers are out and the numbers don't show really and truly, even though the feds would have you believe that the number of people who are out of work is fewer than it was, let's say, 5 years ago when everything hit the fan. But there still are, the states don't agree with the federal number. The number of people who are unemployed in most of the states that keep these records is as high as it has been. And I don't like that idea at all. I'm trying to encourage people on their own to go do something about their status in life if you really feel like you don't want to waste your life and just live off of somebody else. You come up with an idea, you present it in the arena that I have here for you, Whether it's a Dream Big America, .us, a great website to encourage entrepreneurialism, mycoolinventions.com, including the fellows that are working with me and helping people who are inventors. There are people who have ideas, they want to start a business, or they have a backyard business. I call it the garage basement businesses. But these are the people who are saying, I'm not satisfied with my life, and I'm not satisfied, I'm not waiting around for somebody to create a job for me. I'm going to create a job for myself. And it can still be done. I'm just looking at the list of people this week that we've had, or the kinds of people that we've had. Is, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, I started a year ago with a partner of mine named Adam Taff, creating, supporting people who want to create a business.
Are you going to take a commercial break at any point in this hour, or should I just let it go?
No, you can. I will in a second.
Okay.
Dream Big America is a way for you to present yourself to a lot of people listening to the radio. So is My Cool Inventions. So I'm looking at these businesses, Richie. Twilash.
Yeah.
There's a fellow.
Yeah, such some cool stuff.
Yeah. This is an engineering solution for the beauty industry. Cresby Crates.
I like the guy yesterday who did the ergonomic.
Yeah, the gym.
That also had computers on it, so you could sit there and pedal while you work
right
on your computer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was
right.
Very cool. It's
yeah.
Very cool.
The barbecue guy. I mean, there are all kinds of ideas. That's the point. So if you want to, you can make something of yourself. It still is allowed and encouraged in our country. I guess that's basically the bottom line. All right? I mean, so you want to give in to all the stats. Oh, I guess I should give up finding a job. Don't find a job. Create your own. I did
so
it.
So maybe it's people like you that give these little 11-year-old Guatemalan boys hope to make them want to run into
right
our...
Well, there's another way of looking
there
at it.
You
I hadn't
go
thought about that. So it's my fault.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I blame you.
Excuse me. Thank you. Jeez, I hadn't thought about it. I take responsibility for a lot of stuff, but I hadn't thought about taking responsibility for that. Thank you, Jennifer.
Sure.
This poor 15-year-old death is on my hands.
I just looked up at the TV. You know the president still uses a phone with a cord on it?
Good for
in
him.
In the Oval Office.
Congratulations. 19 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day time for commercials, Richie.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like all American-made Reed Love acoustic guitars, 15% off. A Simmons electronic drum set for just $299. Or M Audio Studio monitors just $99 each. And pick up a boom mic stand for just $19. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
A turkitarian is anyone who can't get enough of delicious butterball turkey. You might be a butterball turkitarian if any of the following apply to you. You use wishbones to wish for more turkey. When people call you a turkey, you take it as a compliment. After you eat your butterball turkey burger, you miss it terribly. You think the best place to store a butterball turkey deli sandwich is in your mouth. Your ideal serving size of turkey is infinity. If this describes you, join other turkitarians at butterball.com and get an instant coupon now. That's butterball.com.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like, I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Massive responsibly.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Squire Strat or Ibanez acoustic guitar, just $89. Or a Pearl drum set for just $199. A digital piano for only $199. Or a PA system for $119. Get 5 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $20. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Singing on Good Day. What television show is she a judge on?
That music show.
That was the
one during the summer, the acapella one.
Yeah.
Your Voice or something? Not The Voice.
The Voice. No, not The Voice.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, you guys. We know this one. With Ben Folds.
Yeah, Ben Folds. Hold on, let me
look. With all the acapella people.
Somebody right now is yelling at their radio.
Yeah.
The sing-off.
The sing-off.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. Is that not back this summer?
I haven't seen it.
Let me see. Ben Folds returns to the sing-off on NBC later this year as of July 2nd, so it looks like it's coming back.
Enough, huh?
So is she on it as well? Is she on it? Does it say?
Yes. True.
All right.
Nat's doing a great job promoting it. I haven't seen anything.
No, I haven't seen anything about it either. Well, but says I'm watching.
Oh, this
Fox.
Is 2013.
Last year.
Yeah, so nothing for this year.
That's right. I haven't promoted because it's not good.
Well, here, let's go to NBC. We can find out. So anyway, tell us about Jewel.
Well, I remember what opportunities I've had to be around her a couple of times. I found her very engaging. Just a wonderful spirit and a great soul. And listening to her singing, her experiences in life, had pretty tough life. She found a guy who was a cowboy, a real cowboy. His name is Ty Murray.
Rodeo man.
A rodeo fellow. And she fell in love with him and married him in 2008 in the Bahamas. They've been together for about 15 years. And she blogged yesterday, "Dear World, it is infinitely strange to write these words, especially considering the personal nature of my topic, which is the purpose of the writing today. But the truth is, I've lived my life in the public eye since I was 19. While I was intimidating, it was intimidating to live life in public, it's also been a privilege to make a living with my words, my thoughts, my feelings." That's when she reveals on her blog, quote, which brings me to this highly personal announcement. "My husband, friend, and partner of 16 years and I have decided to get a divorce." Giving a reason for her split from this fellow, she said, "Ty and I have always tried to live our most authentic life. We wanted our separation as husband and wife to be nothing less loving than the way we came together. For some time, we've been engaged in a private and difficult but thoughtful and tender undoing of ourselves, allowing ourselves the time and space to redefine what we are to each other with love rather than malice." What's the... the term that Gwyneth Paltrow used?
A conscious uncoupling.
That was it, okay. So this post concludes, quote, our dedication to our son is unwavering. We're both committed to being the best partners in raising our son. Due to the spirit in which we have gone about this separation, we trust we can remain dear friends who hold each other in high esteem, which is so important to us as parents. And we wish only what is best for our son. And if there's, I can't imagine anything more intelligently worded or thought out than that.
She seems like such a sweet, genuine person.
Yeah, she's very much that.
They were together a long time.
Yeah, before they got married.
Yeah, right.
And she was with him, I think, from the, what is she, mid-30s? I forget how old she was, like 34, 35?
I think she's a little older than me, probably closer to 40.
Yeah. But when I had she was the guest host of the program, co-host when I was in Stephenville at the Texas A&M College that run by my friend Dominic. And just DeTavio, by the way, I didn't mean to miss my friend.
She's 40.
Sorry, give me, is she 40?
May 23rd, 1974.
Yeah. So, is this a public discussion or debate? Sounds to me like, you know, when somebody is in the public eye like this, you sort of start it rather than let somebody else tell the story. You tell your story yourself. Don't you think that's better? Smarter?
Yeah, get it out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the truth out and before all the rumors start flying.
Right, exactly. The Wimbledon's women's semifinals in our focus.
This is such an interesting story.
Half hour, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of people want to take their dogs for rides in the car, but the dog doesn't always do too well. He might get sick. Here are things you need to do. Desensitize your dog to car travel before you take a trip. It's especially true if the only time your dog goes in the car is to go to the veterinarian to get his shots. Use a carrier or doggy seatbelt. It's a lot safer for your pet. And contrary to popular belief, don't let your dog stick their head out of the window. Debris, eye infections are pretty common when you talk to veterinarians for people that let their dog stick their head out. Be sure to make ample stops for walks in water, and never, I don't care what the weather is, I don't care if it's for 15 seconds or 20 minutes, never leave your pet unattended in a car. You know, driving with my dog in the car is a great thing. I really enjoy it. We go to parks, we go to beaches, but I made the car a positive experience. It's not only go to the veterinarian, it's not only for grooming, it's to go see grandma or his best friend or a good beach or a good park. Having your dog riding alongside with you is good for you, good for your dog. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Of the Good Day discussion, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. I was about to use Roberta's name. I've heard from her for a few days. Jennifer, yeah, right. Jennifer Horn.
She's on Facebook.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 888-302 Doug, Facebook.com/Good Day, and Twitter at Good Day Show. I'm smart enough to know what, well, maybe I should restate that. Most of the time, yeah. I'm smart enough to know what my limitations are.
Man's got to know his limitations.
So when it comes to hockey, I defer to Jennifer.
That's me, sir.
Yeah, right. She's the pro.
When it comes to sports, if I can find Michael or Evan around, part of our production team, I'll let them have at it. Richie's eager to talk about the Wimbledon women's semifinals. I know who are... player is because the Williams sisters, now there's only one, right?
The Venus. There's Venus, yeah.
Yeah.
Is Serena was retired?
Serena is the other one, right?
Serena and Venus, they usually play in the doubles together,
right,
in Wimbledon, and they usually just kill everybody.
Right.
But this year, not so much. Yesterday, I was reading a story and saw the video, and it's really unreal.
Pair of Czechs.
Yeah, they were playing against Perchicks.
Yeah.
And Serena was being tossed the ball by the ball boy in warm-ups and could not even catch the ball. Mm-hmm. Like her hand, she thought she was reaching for the ball, but she was a good foot, 2 feet away from the actual ball.
Right.
And she was kind of stumbling around. And they finally called the match, and she said it was some kind of a viral thing going around, and that she just wasn't feeling well. So Martina Navratilova yesterday comes out and says, I've never seen anything like it, and hopefully never will again. Everybody was put in such a difficult situation, including the WTA, the World Tennis Association. It's not right. It defies logic on so many fronts. The coach said he hasn't seen her for 2 days. He didn't know anything. How can you be a coach and not know anything? That's wrong. And Venus was just kind of there, her sister. You don't know what's going on, but virus was not it. That much is clear.
Hmm.
So Martina Navratilova, I don't know whether she thinks she was on a bender and was hung over, or whether she's got something more serious going on and she's not telling the truth. But I think she definitely sounds a little upset that Serena put the whole match in this position.
Hmm. Wow.
Interesting, huh?
It is. So here's the writer for this website on USA Today for the win. It's a tennis site that they have. He says, I'm as skeptical of the official excuse as Navratilova, but disagree with her last thought. Nothing about this is clear. Maybe she had a viral illness. Maybe it was something else. That's why Serena should get the benefit of the doubt for now. She doesn't know anyone in the excuse except maybe her sister and the folks at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
But if she refuses to speak about it, it's, apparently she had a couple of Instagram updates about it, just kind of with vague references. But that was it. So, but apparently, Venus and the coach were just kind of like, okay, go out and give it a shot and see what happens. And you can see in this clip. Instead of protecting her and, trying to save her and say, listen, you can't go out there. So that's one of the things.
That makes me think it has to be a virus. That makes me buy the story more, is that, hey, if you're not feeling good, well, let's see how you do. If she was on a bender, do you really think they'd send her out there to embarrass herself?
What kind of bender are we talking about?
Like drugs or alcohol
or whatever it is.
I'm not buying that with them at all.
The biggest question is why doctors, trainers, officials, and even her sister allowed a clearly compromised Serena to go play a single point of that match.
That's why, to me, it would seem like it would be that she's sick. Because maybe, when you're sick, you have those moments where you're like, okay, I can do that. And then you start to do it, and you're like, well, I have to sit down. You know what I'm talking about?
And that's what she said in the article I saw yesterday, where she said, I just thought I could play through it.
Yeah. All right.
But it's disturbing. I mean, to see, she's clearly not well.
Well, there are a lot of people who get into that circumstance.
Sure.
And maybe they push themselves beyond what they ought to because they're taking one for the team, if you will.
Right.
Speaking of that, now that Team USA is out, are you still planning to watch the rest of the World Cup games?
Colombia's playing on Friday, so I've got big plans.
Poll, because your wife is Colombian.
My wife is Colombian.
The average Jennifer's not going to watch. She doesn't care.
She didn't watch USA.
She didn't care.
All right, so the poll suggests that there are interesting things afoot here. Now that the USA is out, are you going to watch more? 29% of you who responded to this poll in the last 24 hours said, nope, I'm done. 23% said, yeah, there's still a lot of great games to be played. 19% said, I didn't watch any of the games this far.
That's me.
I don't plan on starting now. That's me. See, 16% said, I might. Not a high priority for me. And 13% of you said, I doubt it, but I do know some people who are going to watch. There are still a lot of people who are very interested in this. And did a very interesting take, well, if I do say so myself, with Biff. Evan Mantell was in Brazil, one of the members of the staff. He went for 2 weeks and had some great stories to tell. Had him on the air earlier if you want to check out hour number two of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Did you know one of our favorite places to kind of check in is the petition site at whitehouse.gov?
Yes.
Where you can create a petition for anything.
Yes.
Yeah, to get Justin Bieber out of the
state. To get Justin Bieber deported, right?
Worthwhile.
And if you get 100,000 signatures. 100,000 or 10,000? 10,000, I can't remember. Then the White House officially will look at it and decide, okay, this is worth pursuing or it's just whatever. So apparently two petitions were started there yesterday. One was to appoint Tim Howard, the United States goalie who set the record for blocks, 16
kept
blocks.
Kept us in the game, really, right?
If it wasn't for him, it would have been 10 to nothing.
And by the way, Richie, what I did learn, I haven't been completely asleep when it comes to the Team USA and the coverage. What I realized was, in looking at the roster, the American team, the fellow who's the, trying to remember, Jurgen is the coach of the American team. See, I actually have learned a little bit about what's going on. Let me see what this guy's, I can't remember what his name.
All right, well, let me finish my story.
What I'm saying is that under the circumstances,
my underwear are pink.
The team, is it really? Wow, mine's blue. The
black,
essence
sorry,
of what we're talking about here, a team is very young.
Yes.
Even though Tim is 35, the oldest member of the team, but most of the team players are quite young in comparison to what other countries are presenting. Okay, so I mean,
yeah, no. So and Tim Howard, this was just a phenomenal feat that this was a show that he put on. So anyway, there's two petitions at WhiteHouse.gov. One wants to appoint him as the new Secretary of Defense.
There you go,
yeah, Defense Secretary of Defense. And the other one wants to rename Ronald Reagan National Airport to Tim Howard National Airport. So we'll see whether. Let me see.
How far is that going to get you?
Total signatures on this position, petition to make him the new Secretary of Defense, 865.
Cool. All right. Got it. 888-302-3684. The parents of an 11-year-old boy with autism, so severe he cannot speak, arrested yesterday after police found this 11-year-old boy living in a dog kennel in their home in Anaheim. So, this, you see, didn't we have something last week, parents with children, and they were doing some outrageously horrible thing in the name of religion, and these sort of things seem to happen all the time. I'm looking at the parents, pictures of these two. I'm going to say they're Asian.
Maybe the kid liked the dog kennel.
No.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
What?
My kids love climbing into my dog's cage.
Yeah, living there, no.
Living there, no.
You don't have to listen to that, folks. You can just erase that from your memory bank. Whatever. You would say the same to me if I said something like that.
Right.
Yeah, okay. The police say he appeared to look fine. He wasn't being abused, so
maybe see?
There is something, yeah.
Were they trying to control him, or trying to keep him from hurting
The dog
himself?
Cage is 4 feet long and 6 feet tall. How'd you like to live your life in a cage that's four feet long and six? And by the way, that's the argument that PETA people put up when they talk about calves and animals that are being raised in these sorts of things. So imagine how you would multiply this for a child. That is the concern that people would have.
There's more to this story. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the Child Protective Services come in and they go around. They're Vietnamese, by the way. I said they look like they're Asian. They're Vietnamese. I'm going to sort of jump out on a limb here, and you can saw it off if you want to, Richie. The culture that they come from doesn't recognize things like autism. They don't. The Asian cultures don't accept, at least my experience has told me or led me to believe, that Asians don't go in big for these sorts of exceptions. And so they sort of push, no matter what, there's an achievement desire on the part of parents to get their children to do something with themselves. And even if there is a setback, there's something that gets in the way, they still tend to not acknowledge it particularly. So, and in this country, we built a whole culture around children with special needs. If you go to other places in the world, there aren't these cultures.
No, they're shunned.
Yeah, right. They're just basic, and that's thank you.
Nothing's wrong with them.
That's basically what I was getting at. Thank you for short-circuiting it, Jennifer, because that's really it. They aren't normal, so they put them in a bag, or they put them in a case, or they put them in a cage, and that's normal to them. So what's not normal here is normal somewhere else. We get back to the same thing about not understanding why the people in the Middle East think they're Muslims. Why do they think the way they do? We don't. We become so insular.
So then that's an interesting question. So, okay, so culturally, let's just say that these people, and we don't know the story, so we're just speculating here, but let's just say that these people.
Well, we know the story that they kept the kid in a cage.
Right, but we don't know what the reasoning is, and we don't know if it's because culturally they think of this person as, like, you know, subhuman or whatever. But in America, we think of kids, every kid has value. So what do we do? Do we prosecute these people? How do we impose that?
They have come to our country.
How do we make they live here.
They live here. Right? They need to live by our laws.
So get rid of the cage is my point.
Yeah.
Let's dump the cage.
This is a hard, saucy sort of thing to work through.
But was the kid abused or was he?
Apparently
he was living
not.
In a cage, Rich.
No. Was he
abused?
He's not. Physically, he does not appear, according to the police stuff that I'm reading, he does not appear.
He was well fed. He was clean.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Living in a cage.
Living in a cage.
Okay.
There's something missing.
I just don't want to throw these people in jail until I know the full story.
They didn't know how to handle his outbursts because autistic kids make a lot of noise and they do strange things, according to those who don't understand or don't have anybody with autism. So, if you know, what's that famous lady who has autism?
With the kerchief around her neck.
Yep.
They did the movie about.
Begins it with a T.
No.
No. But anyway.
What is wrong with us today? Our brains are not working.
Well, what she shows that you can live with these, and that's her whole life.
There's certainly different degrees of autism. I mean,
most autistic kids are brilliant. Yeah. They just don't know how to.
They don't have control socially. They don't know how to work.
Almost all autistic kids are brilliant. You just can't see it in some. And
I want to say Topher Grace, but that's the actor.
I'm looking it up. That's enough.
All right, you can look it up and give it to us when you do the television report 2 minutes from now on Good Day.
Perfect.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like all American-made Breed Love acoustic guitars, 15% off. A Simmons electronic drum set for just $299. Or M Audio studio monitors, just $99 each. And pick up a boom mic stand for just $19. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
June is National Dairy Month, a great time to recognize milk's important nutrient contributions. But nearly 16 million children face hunger in this country and don't have access to milk, a need that's even greater in the summer when school is out. Registered dietitian Holly Granger.
With 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein per serving, milk is one of the most nutrient-rich choices. Yet food banks don't have enough milk to meet the needs of children who rely on them for nourishment. So I've joined Feeding America, the nation's largest domestic hunger relief organization, and the nation's dairy farmers and milk companies for the Great American Milk Drive, a national program to help deliver nutrient-rich milk to families facing hunger. With a simple click of the mouse, you can donate much-needed milk to families in your community who do not have regular access to milk at this critical time.
To help deliver much-needed milk to families in need, visit milklife.com/give and learn how your
Orange County disability
can make a big impact in your local community. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Did I just say that on the air?
Of course you did. Yeah.
We're doing a little research here on who has some of these compulsive diseases. Autism.
Temple Grandin was the person we were
Temple
looking
Grandin
for.
Temple Grandin is who we were looking for, yes. And then we sort of got off onto...
There's a 12 famous people with autism slideshow that we found.
And they are?
People that would surprise you. And all geniuses, kind of.
Yeah.
Mozart is one. James Durbin from American Idol. He was kind of the heavy metal guy a few years ago.
Right.
Daryl Hannah, I didn't know. She has Asperger's syndrome, which is like autism, a form of autism.
Oh.
Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Again, kind of makes sense. Andy Warhol.
Makes sense.
Dan Harmon. He's the guy that wrote and created the TV show Community.
Uh-huh.
Marty Balin. He was Jefferson Airplane.
Right.
Lewis Carroll. Wrote all the books. Alison
Through the Looking book. Glass.
Yeah. Courtney Love. Also kind of interesting. She's mildly autistic.
Yeah.
And Temple Grandin. And then the big surprise for me was Dan Aykroyd, also on the list.
Yeah, it says that Dan Aykroyd, as a child, was expelled from 2 schools for acting up, and then a psychiatrist diagnosed him with mild Asperger syndrome. And he also had a few tics and has shown signs of OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder.
I have tics every spring. There are a lot of tics.
I know, picking them
Not
out of your
the
hair.
The bugs, Doug.
Oh!
Well, that rhymes! So let's do that again.
All right. So the essence of what we're saying here is that it's a disease, if that's what it is. Is it even fair to call it a disease?
Sure.
It's a condition. Yeah. I don't know if it's a disease.
I would say a disease.
Would you really?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hmm. Kenny, what would you say? I'll defer to Ken.
Yeah, I'd say a disease.
It is, okay. All right, so you guys can call it a disease. I'll call it a condition because I'm much more progressively politically correct than you are.
And so, I know one thing. You're the one that ought to be kept in a crate.
So,
not fair. Much like Meredith, I'm going to get a nice big one for you.
Get a big
like
cage
a run.
For me. Yeah, thank you.
Put it in the living room.
51 after on Good Day.
Charlotte will be on the outside.
Mm.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Crawling into your head with interesting, compelling conversation. The Doug Steffen Good Day program at 53 after the hour. Tom Kreidler, we should post that picture of him who's on one of, I don't know if he sent it to us or not. I saw one of the trades.
The Boy Scout picture.
Kreidler with his boy, but he and, what's his face? It's kind of cute, actually. Hey, he's a wonderful father. He's taking good care of his son, leading about 1,000 Boy Scouts on a trip. When they go to Colorado?
I was thinking about him yesterday. Was he with that thing where that kid accidentally shot himself?
No, that was here in San Diego.
It was?
Yeah. He's in Colorado, I think, if I remember
correctly. No, it was New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico.
They're hiking through New Mexico.
Yeah. All right, so Kreidler's not here. Therefore, it is up to us to fill the time with something concurrently compulsive. And who better to be concurrently compulsive than our own Jennifer Horn, who's going to update you on Cameron Diaz and Jessica Alba. Why are they together? Plus the interesting stories about the United Nations and a television program that's going to be filmed there, which maybe not so soon and not so fast, according to the I like Chinese. I was putting those together, Richie. Anchors away.
I see that.
It worked out really well.
Yeah,
that
was so awesome.
So good for you, Dougie.
May I get my own autism kicking in here a little bit. All right. So in a moment, we have Jennifer, update on television, brought to you by the folks who bring you Sherwin-Williams paints, the most color, the very best paint for exceptional coverage, rich color, and as opposed to Rich McFadden, the results.
It even smells better.
It does. It's good smelling paint. You're right about that. How'd you know that? You've been painting your house again?
Yeah, I've asked Sherwin-Williams.
If you want to paint a wall once and not four times, use Sherwin-Williams.
There you go.
I learned that.
All right. Let's see what else we can learn, Richie.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 22nd through July 7th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today.
Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, I said Jen Jen, the ESPYs.
Yeah, the ESPYs are the awards that ESPN puts on. It unites celebrities along with the biggest and the best stars from the sports world. And this award show has really taken off. They've got some big names to present awards this year. Cameron Diaz is one of them. She and Jason Segel, who are the star of the new movie Sex Tape, will present. They will be handing out the awards on July 16th.
Have you seen, by the way, the trailers for that movie?
Yeah, it looks a little
cute.
Yeah, it looks cute, but it's a little
racy.
I guess she goes like full Monty in the movie, by the way.
Really? Yeah.
Jessica Alba will be presenting along with our boyfriend guys. Kiefer Sutherland will be there. Mm-hmm. And Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory. So that'll be July 16th. You can check it out. Also, Drake is hosting. He's been in the footsteps of John Hamm, Seth Meyers, Justin Timberlake. All these guys have hosted the show. Tina Fey is in early development of what they're calling a supernatural-themed feature with Disney known as the Untitled Witch Project.
Is that a movie or a television show?
I think it's a movie, actually. Mm-hmm. But the reports were that this was going to be a sequel to the cult classic movie Hocus Pocus. It is on TV all the time, that movie. It was with Bette Midler. She was in it. It was a great, fun movie. But apparently, no, it is not related to Hocus Pocus. Something witchy, also from Tina Fey.
All right, so House of Cards.
Yeah, this is a kind of crazy story.
Yeah.
Diplomats are saying that Russia, and them too, has refused to allow the series House of Cards to film inside the UN Security Council chamber. The show's producers, I guess, approached the United Nations, and the 15 council members were asked whether they would allow the use of the chamber when the council wasn't in session, but Russia said no, niet. And they spoke on condition of anonymity because the discussions were so private. Now, France's UN ambassador told reporters on Wednesday that it's disappointing for you, I guess, because you wanted to see the actors. I don't know. Have you watched the show yet? It's supposed to be a very big deal with Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright.
Yeah.
It gets great reviews.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
I have my friend Scott.
One of those Netflix shows.
Scott Fredericks, who runs our affiliate in Billings, Montana, is sending me an Amazon gift card so I can watch the first season of House of Cards.
Wow, because he knows you
will like 24. Up, huh? Well, I think so.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Youngevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.